St. Mark's Festival 2023 Grades 1 and 2 Audiobook. My joy comes from the Lord. The two disciples of Emmaus and the joy in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 24:13-43. This story teaches us that true joy comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. God created man in his image and likeness. He created the beautiful nature and filled the earth with joy. But Adam and Eve did not obey him and fell into sin. The consequence was death for them and their children after them. They were separated from God and the human nature was corrupted. They and their children needed someone to save them. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ promised us that he will be born and die in our place to redeem us and save us so that we can go back to live with him again and joy would return to man again. Everyone was waiting for the fulfillment of this promise. And indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ was born from the Virgin Saint Mary and lived among us. He took our place and redeemed us through his death on the cross. After 3 days, early on Sunday morning, he rose from the dead and defeated death. He rose while the tomb was sealed and shut with a large stone. He rose by his own power, and after his resurrection, Archangel Michael came and rolled the stone away from the door of the tomb. This way, all the people knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. The tomb was empty and his shrouds, burial clothes, were found folded in the tomb. He also appeared to many people more than once and in more than one place for 40 days until the day he ascended into heaven. They all rejoiced in his resurrection. After his resurrection, two disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ was traveling to a town called Emmaus, a town close to Jerusalem, after hearing the news of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. They were confused while talking to each other about what had happened. Suddenly, the Lord Jesus Christ was walking with them, but they did not know that he was the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked them, "What are you talking about? Why are you confused?" One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you not from Jerusalem? How do you not know what happened there in the past few days?" And they told him all that had happened. They told him how the Lord Jesus Christ was arrested, crucified, and died while everyone thought he had come to save and redeem them. Early in the morning, some woman went to the tomb and found the stone rolled away, and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was not there. The women were told that the Lord Jesus Christ had risen. Some of the disciples also went to the tomb and found it empty, just as they were told. The Lord Jesus Christ began to explain to them what the prophets wrote about him in the Old Testament. When they got close to the town of Emmaus, it started to get dark, so they asked the Lord Jesus Christ to stay the night with them. They didn't know it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He agreed and sat down with them to eat. Then the Lord Jesus Christ took bread, blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. As soon as he did that, they realized that he was the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he disappeared. They quickly returned to Jerusalem to tell the disciples and those with them what had happened. While they were telling the disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ himself appeared again, stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." The disciples were afraid, but the Lord Jesus Christ reassured them and showed them his hands and feet. They were filled with joy. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ turned the sadness and the fear of disciples into joy. His promise was fulfilled as he said, "I will see you again and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." John 16:22. My joy is in his house. Feast processions in our Coptic Orthodox Church. Learning about the rite of processions in the church teaches us how the church expresses joy. The church is the house of God, and God is the God of order. That is why everything in the church is organized. Order in the church is called rite. Rituals and prayers prepare us to live all the occasions of the church and understand them. Processions around the church on feasts are an example of a church rite that expresses joy. Everyone in the church participates in this beautiful rite, the priests, the deacons, and the congregation. They all sing hymns and receive a blessing. A deacon leads the procession while holding a big cross with a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross on one side and his resurrection on the other side. The other deacons follow him holding smaller crosses. Then a deacon holds an icon of the feast and walks backwards while facing the priest. The priest offers incense in front of the icon. Another deacon follows the priest holding the box of incense. In the church, incense means that God is with us. As the incense goes up, our prayers go up to heaven and God hears them. The procession starts in the sanctuary, where the priests and deacons go around the altar three times. Then they leave the sanctuary and go around the church three times. The first and second processions go from left to right, north to south. During the third procession, the priests and the deacons go down the middle of the church, returning to the sanctuary. There they will have one last procession around the altar. The deacon holding the icon stands in front of the altar, facing the congregation, while the priest offers incense. Processions in the church brings us great joy. We have many processions throughout the year. These are a few. On the Feast of Resurrection, during the Holy 50 days, in Matins on the Feast of Pentecost, on the Feasts of Saints to celebrate their lives that they lived pleasing the Lord and to share with them their praises and prayers. During the Holy 50 days, the church is joyful and uses the joyful tune in hymns. It is decorated with white to express the joy of the resurrection. Our church is a beautiful church filled with joy. It teaches us how to show our joy by praising our Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm 9:2. My joy is living his commandments. St. Pantinos and translating the Holy Bible. This story teaches us that the Lord of God, the Holy Bible, is the source of our joy. St. Pantinos was born more than 100 years after our Lord Jesus Christ. He studied the Holy Bible and church teachings very well. He taught so many people that he became the director of the Theological School of Alexandria. This school spread the Christian faith in the whole world. St. Pantinos went to preach in India, Ethiopia, and many other countries. While in India, he found a copy of the Gospel of St. Matthew and brought it with him back to Egypt. He loved the Holy Bible and the commandments of God and wanted everyone to be able to read and understand the Holy Bible and obey God's word. At that time, the Holy Bible and all the teachings were written in Greek, and not all the people in Egypt could read them. St. Pantinos used the Coptic language to translate the entire Holy Bible since it was the language spoken by the Egyptians. St. Pantinos was able to live the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ by using his knowledge and gifts to bring the Word of God to everyone. This gave him joy as well as everyone who was able to read and understand the Word of God. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Psalm 19:8. My joy stays with me when I am with the Lord. St. Moses the Strong, Synaxarian of the 24th of the Coptic month of Paon, July 1. This story teaches us that being with our Lord through repentance gives us joy. St. Moses was an Ethiopian who lived in Egypt in the 4th century. When he was young, he was a slave to a person who worshipped the sun. St. Moses was a dark-skinned, strong young man who did many evil things. He escaped from his master and became friends with bad people. Despite his great strength, he was not happy because he did not know the true God. He was always looking for God, saying, "O God, whom I do not know, let me know who you are." One day he heard a voice saying, "The monks of the wilderness of Skeets know the real God. Go to them and they will tell you who he is." Skeets is an area in the Egyptian desert, and the word Skeets is a Coptic word meaning the balance of hearts. St. Moses immediately left everything and went to the wilderness of Skeets. There he met Abba Isidore, who was frightened by how big St. Moses looked. St. Moses reassured him and told him that he came to know the true God. Abba Isidore told him to Abba Makarios the Great, who taught him everything about our Lord Jesus Christ from his birth to his resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming. Saint Moses was sad because of all the evil things he had done and decided that he would not go back to his old ways. He offered true repentance and confessed all his sins. When he confessed, Abba Makarios saw something that made him very happy. He saw a tablet with black writing of all of Saint Moses' sins. With every confession, the angel erased his sins. When Saint Moses finished his confession, the whole board became white. That meant that our Lord Jesus Christ accepted his repentance. God always accepts the repentance of everyone who returns from sin. Heaven will be very happy when a sinner returns to God. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Luke 15:7. And God forgives all the sins that we confess. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. 1 John 1:9. Saint Moses was baptized and became a monk. His life changed because he found the true joy that he was looking for. The joy that we have of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ and living with him through prayer, fasting, reading the Holy Bible, and receiving communion, practicing all means of grace. This made him use his strength to offer love to all and serve all. While his brothers, the monks, were sleeping at night, he filled their pots with water. He had joy and gave joy to all those around him. One night, Saint Moses was in his cell and some thieves came to rob him. So he tied them up and took them to the church so that the monks would deal with them. But the monks let the saint do what he wanted. Instead of punishing them, he forgave them and honored them. When the thieves saw that it was Saint Moses who used to be a thief, they were very surprised at how his life changed and they repented. Their lives also changed when they repented and knew the meaning of true joy in knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Moses lived in joy with our Lord Jesus Christ until he received the crown of martyrdom. The church celebrates his martyrdom on the 24th day of the Coptic month of Paon, July 1st. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. 1 John 1:9. My joy shows in my behavior. Naaman's young servant girl. 2 Kings 5:1-19. This story teaches us that when we help others, we make them happy and we also have joy. A young girl from the Israelites, God's people, was taken captive by the Syrians and made a servant to the wife of a commander named Naaman. Naaman was an honorable man in the eyes of the king of Syria because of his victory in war, but he was sick with leprosy, a skin disease that has no cure. The young servant girl said to her mistress, "If only my master were the prophet who was in Samaria, he would heal him of his leprosy." Even though she was just a young servant living in a foreign country, she didn't feel small. She went with faith and loved to tell Naaman's wife about the person who can heal her husband. Naaman got the king's permission to travel to Samaria and took with him many gifts as well as a letter from the king to the king of Israel. When Elisha the prophet heard about it, he sent to the king of Israel telling him to send Naaman to him. Naaman arrived at Elisha's house with his horses and chariots and stood at Elisha's door. Elisha sent a message to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." 2 Kings 5:10. Naaman became furious because he was expecting the prophet to come meet him and heal him. He also thought, "Why do I have to go to the Jordan River when there are rivers in my own country?" However, Naaman's servants convinced him that this was a simple request, so he went and dipped 7 times in the Jordan and was healed. He went back to Elisha and said, "Indeed, now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." 2 Kings 5:15. The servant girl was a source of joy to all of those around her and was able to help and offer love and be a witness for God in front of all people. No matter how young you are, you can still serve others and make them happy. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Psalm 92:4.